Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time to get with it here on B104.3 and Morning Go. It is 8:01 and time for coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
How can you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm excited this morning.
You're excited?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I get to see my lovely, beautiful wife.
Oh, my gosh. What do you want?
Nothing.
Hold on. I have a frog in my throat this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take a little sip of coffee. So if you're just joining us, this is Coffee with Kane, and we have Mr. Kane, with us today. That would be my spouse. Did you hear the song I played for you this morning?
I did. It was one of my favorite songs. It's my favorite Alanis Morissette song.
Head Over Feet.
Yeah. It's our song.
We have several songs.
I can't believe it's been 29 years since that album came out? Almost 30 years.
It's harder to believe that we've been married that long, dude.
I know. Can you believe you put up with me for that long?
No.
Can't hardly even believe it.
No. And your mother can't believe it either.
I know. There are a lot of people who bet on us not to make it, baby. I got you.
The people at the bar where your band played were like, 6 months tops. We're giving it 6 months.
Little did they know.
Little did they know how
stubborn you are.
Forgiving, I mean. That's what it is.
You're so funny. Good.
Okay.
So good morning.
Someone asked me the other day if we could do an entire show together. And I don't know that. I think we would run out of things to talk about.
No. No, I think we would find entertaining. Because at some point in time, I'd start picking on you.
Oh, no. We're not doing that.
Because I got lots of stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I know some nicknames. I know some stories.
Rude.
I know, right?
You don't know nearly as many as my friends from high school, and I will never put any of them on the radio.
Yeah, but I know how to get a hold of them.
Okay. All right. Again, additionally rude.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, I picked out a topic. I actually had talked earlier about what I thought we were going to talk about today, which was the Snackle Box.
Did you hear me talking about the Snackle Box? I was like, man, I think I might need one of those.
Yeah, but please don't use your tackle box because that's just gross. Use a new one that's clean and tight.
I was thinking about what you said in those
multiple layers.
Yeah, and the base layer, you could put the bottom, you could put ice packs.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And line the bottom and it would keep everything cool inside of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was a little concerned about the deer sausage and the cheese on the top layer of the Snackle Box.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane, and I mentioned in the 7 o'clock hour that you could take a Snackle Box on trips with you. I mean, it would be okay if you were, you know, going somewhere, but I don't know about opening it in the car.
Yeah, right.
Because if you know how kids are, they tump things over constantly. Yeah. That's why you come up with the, you know, cereal makers. Somebody came up with the cup that you stick your hand in.
And tackle boxes, when they're open, are relatively unstable.
They are very unstable.
Many, many a lure has been lost because of an unstable tackle box.
This is true. Mm-hmm. I like those toolboxes that open from both sides,
though. Yeah, we have one of those.
I think we actually have more than one. But anyway, so you stole my tackle box that I used to use for cosmetics.
I did.
And you're using it for odds and ends.
Yes,
tools.
I took an entire side of drawers from my workbench and condensed them into a Mary Kay tackle box.
Does it still say Mary Kay on it?
It does say Mary Kay on it.
Well, no one's going to want to steal it if it has that on it.
No, but it's full of goodies.
I had some ladies at the funeral home, at Booyer Funeral Home, say they did not believe how old I was, and I told them I'd been using Mary Kay for like 35 years, and she laughed and said, "That's what we use on the bodies." Well, I am well preserved. Thank you very much.
You're Mary Kay embalmed?
I'm Mary Kay embalmed. That's right. I don't look my age for a reason. And always wear sunscreen. Okay, let's get to our topic for today, because I don't want to not get to talk about this. And I'm going to tell you right now, we need to keep this on a positive tone. I don't want to get off in the weeds and be too negative, because this show is not about the negativity.
I'm full of positivity today.
Okay, good. Well, you are a pastor, so, but the only negative we share is the dirt alert on the Daily Dust.
Shooting rainbows this morning. Right out of my nose.
Okay, that's not really how that expression works, but whatever.
Oh.
So, one thing that, okay, so have you ever encountered, like, Costco enthusiasts who always talk about how great Costco is or how great Sam's is?
Sure.
I try not to go to Sam's or Costco because I will overspend, and I do not need a tub of, you know, 5,000 cheese puffs, cheesy poofs.
Yes.
But there are people, everyone has their thing they won't stop talking about.
Sure.
And then there's the thing that everyone won't stop talking about how great it is. And the question that was asked on Reddit was, what are you sick of people trying to convince you is great? Now, I have a very unpopular opinion, but some of the responses for this kind of made me chuckle, because the first one is starting a business, like starting your own business.
And that people get tired of hearing about your entrepreneurial...
No, about how you should start a business. Because not everybody's meant to be a business owner.
No, absolutely.
They're not good at it. They don't mind a boring, stable gig working for the man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that... I don't know. Maybe I'd be an okay business owner.
I don't know. It would be terrible. We've done that.
I mean, I kind of run a business.
A church... functions as a business.
It does have a business component to it.
Yeah, there's a business aspect. It's not a traditional business, but no, I'm talking about like owning your own business, starting your own business. It's not easy. You can ask Boss Lady and the man, because it's hard.
Absolutely.
I mean, this here in this building takes a lot of effort. There's a lot of cogs to the wheel, and you know, they just bought the company a couple years ago.
Right,
so.
Right.
Although, I will say, the fact that 2 years in a row, we've won Station of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely.
KFMO last year, and B104 this year, and the morning show host, me, and a whole host of other awards over the last couple years. Yeah.
You're famous.
Stop. But it's because we all work really well together, and we work very hard. But not everybody is meant to... be the person running things.
Sure.
So I don't disagree with that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I understand. Okay. All right. So here's a better example. Running.
Sure. Okay.
People talk about how I went running, and running culture was huge when we lived in Austin, Texas.
Absolutely.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Big time.
It was constant. Everybody was running. People were running. We ran on this bridge. We ran on that bridge.
If I'm running, I'm being chased. That's pretty much the gist.
I like to walk the dog. I don't like to run with our dog because, number one, she's not good at it because she's a back and forth kind of dog. But the other thing is she like tore her ACL when she was a puppy, and so she has to wear...
a brace.
She has to wear a neoprene sleeve on her leg, and she looks ridiculous.
She needs some of that kinesius, whatever.
Kinesio tape?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, she needs some of that on her leg.
Yeah, you pull that off her hair, and then we'll talk. You'd have to shave her leg, and then she'd just look like...
I know running is good for you, but yeah, the people who are running enthusiasts... But I don't get the vibe that people are forcing it on me, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not observant.
Okay. I think that it's just because that's not where we live. Here's one that you will relate to. What are you sick of people trying to convince you is great? Stanley mugs.
Oh, see, yeah.
I don't even know what brand this is. It just says China on the bottom, and I've had it for years, and it works just fine.
What was the impetus for the... phenom of the Stanley? Like, did someone see someone holding one on television?
I have no idea.
Hold one?
No, you know what it is? Soccer moms. Soccer moms take them everywhere. They take their beverage, whether it's an adult beverage.
But it's only the Stanley cup.
The Stanley mug is not a necessity.
But that's what the
people are tired of people saying that a Stanley mug is a thing. It's
well,
not
what
a
about,
thing.
I thought like Yeti mugs were the better.
They were for a while.
Yeah.
Now people are like, I don't know. It's just the latest phase.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another one. The TV shows they watch or the music they're into. Do you have people that try to convince you?
So I'm going to say it.
What?
I'm going to say it.
What?
I know how talented that she is, but I don't get Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, you wouldn't. You like the old Taylor Swift.
Country, I do.
You like country Taylor Swift.
I do.
You are not her target demographic.
No, I'm not.
And here's the important thing is you respect her as an artist.
Absolutely.
And she's a very talented lyricist.
Yes.
And musician. But you are not her target demographic. And her target demographic, that is the people she is playing for and playing to,
yeah,
has shifted because she's over 30. And so now it's not
she's
little girls. She's like 32, I think. She's not playing for little girls as much anymore as she is grown women. And so that is not something you relate to.
No.
And her music has gotten very deep and introspective.
I have FOMO.
You're afraid of missing out?
Yeah, like everybody's on the T-Swift bus.
I am not going to pay to go see her in concert, but I am not going to downgrade anybody's love for her, mostly because Baby Girl absolutely adores her.
I know, it's good. I'm glad. It just falls in the category of things that people talk about all the time.
Yeah,
that I'm like,
okay.
I don't.
Okay, you know what mine is. The TV shows they watch. I don't like The Office. And I will die on this hill, Gen X style. I do not care. I don't like that show. And there's a very valid reason. I feel like my reason for not liking The Office is real.
I think that
I didn't say my reason.
Your reason is that you work with those
that
people.
I have worked.
I'm not saying that you currently work for them. In the past.
I have worked with some iteration of all those annoying people on The Office.
Yeah.
And Pam and Jim are annoying.
I'm not a big fan of that style of shooting television.
The handheld camera style.
Yeah, and the back and forth with the shots, the live.
Oh, and the comments.
Candid shots.
As if it's a reality show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a reality sitcom hybrid.
I don't know. Maybe we're not the target demographic.
I don't think that we are.
I don't know.
I don't know. Because I was a Friends. I was a Friends fan and a big fan of Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother.
Sure.
And maybe it's just that those are traditional sitcoms and I'm not into non-traditional sitcoms. So
well, and it was different. Right? It was
yes,
unique.
Yes, and that's why the kids. So it came out when our kids were way too young for it, and the high school kids that you worked with in Cape Girardeau, they all absolutely loved it.
Parks and Rec was a similar kind of thing. They shot that kind of the same way.
It was shot very similar to The Office, and I never had time to get into it.
Right.
So when you work mornings, it's really hard to watch TV at night.
Sure, sure.
I just haven't, you know, gotten into anything lately. Well. So, but okay. All right. So moving on to another thing. If you're just joining us, it's Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. Oh, say it.
Mr. Kane.
No. Oh my gosh. Why are you saying it like that? Okay. Remember the part about you teasing me?
Yes.
Okay. Please stop. Okay. So, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about things that you're sick of people trying to convince you is great. Hot weather.
Oh, see, I am not a hot weather kind of fan. Because, like, I'll take winter all the time. Huge winter fan. Because you can always add layers. But in the summertime, you can only take so many layers off before people start to gawk.
Yeah, I will go inside. I am I was born and raised in Texas, and if I'm hot, I go inside.
But I love it outside. I love it outside too,
but here's my thing is, I don't like it outside in the cold.
Oh, I do. That's part of the fun of hunting.
I have upset more than one child and several adults over the fact that I will not go sledding.
I did all the sledding
when I was a kid. We lived in Germany and Colorado. I did all the sledding.
You don't like to ski either.
Mostly because I'm not athletic and I'm scared of going too fast.
Well, when you get going too fast, you just fall.
Yeah, well, that's me in a yard sale of gloves and hats and skis and poles. Poles and my sad little tears. So I quit skiing before I ever really and truly hurt myself. So,
but I do enjoy the cold much more than the summer, the heat. So,
but has anybody ever tried to convince you that hot weather is great?
Oh, all the people who don't like winter.
Oh, yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
Okay. Kombucha?
Excuse me? Gesundheit.
Has anyone ever tried to introduce you to kombucha?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
I'm embarrassed.
Fermented. It's like a fermented drink that's supposed to be good for you.
No, I've never heard of it.
I'm good with drinking pickle juice. I'm fine.
Kimchi, I knew what that was.
Yeah,
but
okay. Kombucha is along that vein. It's not the same, but I'm sure it's great for you health-wise, but I have heard it tastes like carbonated sock tea.
Sock tea?
I know it smells bad.
My goodness. I've never even heard of it, so no one has forced that on me.
I have the ridiculously offensive... Not offensive, offended nose 90% of the time.
This is
like,
true.
I can smell a sweaty little boy
from
100 miles away.
You spent too much time in youth ministry.
I'm like, ooh, you smell awful. Go take a shower. and then, speaking of showering, ice baths, this is a TikTok and a social media trend that I'm tired of watching people get in an ice bath. I don't care. If you like getting an ice bath, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't need you to show me a million videos of you in an ice bath.
Again, falling into the category. I'm living under a rock.
Well, what about hot yoga? I've heard of hot yoga.
And goat yoga, which I think is hysterical.
So we tried yoga once. You did yoga again a couple years ago with baby girl.
Yeah.
Were you still as...
I'm very inflexible.
Yeah.
I'm just not me.
I think that some of these trends are a little... too much for old people.
I'm sure that there is someone who is a yoga instructor who is thinking, oh, I could teach you, and I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I just am not that motivated.
Okay, so here's another thing that I find interesting is that something that, again, this is something people are sick of other people trying to convince them is great. Marijuana, because I have heard people say that it affected them negatively with anxiety and paranoia.
I've heard that in the past.
And people are tired of hearing about how, quote, this strain will not do that.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I don't know what it will do. I think that along with any other legal substance, whether it's prescription drugs or alcohol or whatever... It is all up to that person. So,
yeah, sure.
Although I tend to push...
I wasn't always a pastor.
I tend to push chiropractic on people.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure they want.
Yeah.
I gave our friend Teresa your chiropractor's information last night. And I hope that your chiropractor treats her right. Because if she doesn't... I'm going to feel really bad because I tell people about chiropractic all the time because I used to work for one years and years ago.
Sure. And it's been beneficial. It's very beneficial.
It can be, but not for everyone. I think it's kind of like everything. What about dancing? I know that I have tried for 28 years to convince you to learn to dance.
Two left feet. I can't help
it. You have no rhythm.
No.
I don't understand how you can play rhythm guitar.
I can't. I don't do it well. Talk to a drummer. I think they'll be all over it.
Our drummer last night would agree with you.
Yeah, I was not much on the rhythm last night. I was a little bit off.
I'll sounds like a human metronome. I was doing both hands and both feet trying to keep everyone on time, and it was not working.
No.
Okay, the other thing is I know some people are totally into AI.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not convinced.
No.
I just don't trust it.
What about like home setups where you have like home systems where you just speak out loud and
no, thank you. I don't want a Alexa in our house.
And with AI, it's getting more and more realistic. Can you imagine?
If you get me Rosie from the Jetsons, I'm fine with it because you know she was not always spot on. But like whatever her name was in that Will Smith movie.
Mm. What?
What the one with the robots? No, iRobot.
Yeah, iRobot.
Yeah, I don't. Whatever the computer was, it
scared you.
Voice,
it was scary.
No, thank you. Yeah. I just feel like they'd take over.
Yeah, I don't.
I've seen way too many movies about robots taking over.
Yeah.
So I can't do AI. And then the last one. And this is an unpopular opinion to some, but I do not, and this is just me, I'm sure there are other people out there who do not want to hear about your cruise anymore or how great it was. I don't want to go on a cruise.
I know you don't, and I know you have your reasons, but there are some of them I think that would be fun. And the places that you might get to see I think would be fun, but I know this is something that I'm just not going to experience in my lifetime.
You say it. Well, you're right, because I'm not going to go with you.
I could go by myself. It'd be a party on a cruise boat.
Party? I like party.
For a pastor, yeah, because I'm just a riot.
So, yeah, you're over-the-top party guy. So my sister and her family just went on a cruise.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay, but she said the boat was too big.
Too big?
Yeah, and I think that's why she got it for the cheap price that she did. And she said that. I think that's why it was so cheap, was because they couldn't sell enough tickets.
Mm.
And so they dropped the price in order to get enough people to go on the cruise.
Got it.
Because she said there were too many people.
Yeah, well, I don't...
It was just not... There were things about it she did not like, and she said... I would never go on a cruise again that had that was not an adults only cruise.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because she said, I'm in my 60s. I don't want to go with little kids anymore.
And I know. And see, for you, if you can smell smelly little boys from a mile away, you wouldn't do well on a cruise.
You are right. Stop trying to get me to go on a cruise. And quit teasing me. This is my show, Coffee with Kane, and that's it.